So last week we were discussing Shabbos emergencies, and we focused on who it is, if you have an option, all things being equal, who is it better to call, the Shomer Shabbos doctor or the non-Shomer Shabbos doctor? And we said it was Machlokas, the Beis HaLevi, Rav Elchanan, and many other, the Rosh Yeshivas in Lumdis, who says that it's better to call a Shomer Shabbos doctor because as someone who is going to drive anyway, they're not considered an anus if they happen to go for an emergency. Of course, the Beis HaLevi would agree that if you are home not being Mechal Shabbos and you get called out, even though normally you do, that wouldn't be the case. The case would be is you're in your car anyway, and you instead of driving to the golf course, you ended up at the hospital. And Tzitz Eliezer gave pragmatic reasons. He says, no, either one's okay, but it's better to call the Shomer Shabbos doctor because he knows when the kid only has a virus or it's not serious, so he knows what you can do, what you can't do, when to write a prescription, when to turn on lights. And then we had Rav Yaakov and Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rav Moshe, who thought, the way I thought, that it's better to call a non-Shomer Shabbos doctor, because why? It's 24 hours in a Shabbos, at least for 3 hours, 6 hours, 9 hours, let them be involved in mitzvah. So they're only Mechal Shabbos for 18 hours. So therefore, that's the machlokas among the poskim. And a similar issue is, and Rav Shlomo Zalman's on the other side. He's on the camp where you call the Shomer Shabbos. So because we have a similar machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman regarding a resident. Let's say you're in medical school and there's residencies. And there's certain places where you're going to have to work on Shabbos, maybe all places, maybe some places, wherever the setup is. And the question is, can you switch with a non-Shomer Shabbos? You got the Shabbos residency, and you want to switch it with a non-Shomer Shabbos. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says no, and Rav Moshe says yes. Again, along the similar lines, because Rav Shlomo Zalman says you're over lifnei iver. This like he assumes you're over lifnei iver. If you call a non-Shomer Shabbos doctor emergency, because according to him, it's not an exemption. It's not considered, according to the Beis HaLevi, it's not considered an onus. So Rav Moshe holds it's not a problem, either because maybe Pikuach Nefesh supersedes Lifnei Iver, or perhaps it's not even Lifnei Iver. Because we have a similar shaila that Jeff raised at the end of last week, is a very common shaila, inviting non-observant Jews to your home on Shabbos, Friday night Shabbos, perhaps on Yontif. So what's the potential issue is you're causing people to, I'm not talking about a non-observant person who lives next door, it wouldn't be an issue, but someone who lives a drive away, or even if they can walk, they're going to drive. So inviting those people on Shabbos, is that an issue? So Rav Shlomo Zalman, he says it was a different school. There are three schools of thought in terms of Rav Shlomo Zalman is actually in the middle approach, but Rav Moshe Feinstein happens to be in this issue because he makes a distinction clearly between residency and doctors, because that's an emergency, so therefore he's not concerned. Because so, Rav Moshe was, whatever, depending on how you view lenient, but he was lenient, he said it's okay, it's not lifnei iver. Yet over here, and this again is in the 1950s, so perhaps Rav Moshe wouldn't necessarily say the same. Why? You mean because the Torah changes? Like, what do you mean? Because it's 2013, he'd say differently. The Torah doesn't change, but the society does in the reality. So it could be during that time, it was a different perception, because that was the common practice, then no one invited anyone over Shabbos, before Shabbos. It could be during that time period, that's the way people would look at it. They would look like, that maybe, this, you know, that either it was during a time where Shabbos wasn't observed that strongly. You didn't have a strong period, and Judaism was just getting started in the, you know, after the Holocaust, and it was like a midbar out there in America. I'm not saying he would or he wouldn't. I'm just saying his tshuvas are in the 1950s. Doesn't necessarily mean he'd feel as strongly today as he did, but perhaps he would. He passed in that. So the question was, it was a rabbi in Detroit, I believe, and he has a couple. He said he wanted to know if he could tell people, maybe it was a bar mitzvah program, I doubt it was a bas mitzvah program at that time, but it was some type of program in the shul, and the people would have to drive to the rabbi in Detroit. He asked Rav Moshe, could I invite these people or tell them to come, knowing they're going to drive? So Rav Moshe feels very strongly against. He says, no, it's, you know, it's terrible, don't do it, etc. That was his tshuva in the 50s. So the one who was interesting, you would have thought, who was most lenient on it, again, it's not one sheet, but that's the sheet that's known as Moshe Sternbuch, in general, was a big machmir. He was asked about, I think his case was that the family, the parents weren't Shomer Shabbos, and the kids were, and they wanted them inviting the parents over for a Shabbos meal. So he says along the lines that he says, not only isn't it a problem, not only is it not Lufnei Iver, but it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to invite people Friday night. Okay, number one, kind of like, what are they going to be doing if you don't invite them? They'll be watching the movies, watching, well, the Friday night college football or basketball or whatever. And therefore, he writes, he says, it's not a mikshu, it's hatzalah. And he doesn't quote it, but there's a Rabbi Akiva Eger who has a similar svara. Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Gemara in Makkos talks about the prohibition of cutting the payas. So the Gemara talks about the issue of the one actually cutting them, like, I can't cut your payas. And also the issue on you, the nikuf, of actually have your payas cut off. So the Rabbi Akiva Eger raises the issue, I guess the case where a person's going to do it anyway. So it's not a matter of if and when it's going to happen. So he says maybe it's better to get a woman to cut the payas, because at least the woman, she's not obligated in the mitzvah. There's no prohibition on the woman of the payas, so he entertains the possibility of a woman doing it because you're minimizing the yisurim. So, and basically, the Rabbi Akiva Eger writes, basically, the problem is, you're not overlooked naivir, but he says you're being matzil a person. In other words, anytime you're minimizing averis, it's a good thing. So therefore, you don't look at it locally as this is technically doing something wrong. But you look at the big picture and you see overall, I'm saving someone from worse averis. So therefore, along those lines, he doesn't quote Rabbi Akiva Eger, but he seems to have the same svara as Rabbi Akiva Eger, Rav Sternbuch, that really you're being matzil someone, you're not being makshil someone, you're actually being matzil someone, and he says it's it's a mitzvah to do. So you have on one hand Rav Moshe, who is very adamant against. Again, this is in the 1950s. And you have Rav Sternbuch, who was very adamant about having, or he was very pro about how, very positive on it, which is a and Rav Shlomo Zalman has kind of like a compromise approach, where most probably go with the middle approach. And basically, I think they asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, it was Or Sameach, which is like a Baal Tshuva yeshiva. And they do programs, I guess it was the general question of inviting, they have different programs on Shabbos, whether it was actually in shul or at the yeshiva, whatever the exact case was. But the point being is they asked if they could do it, and basically Rav Shlomo Zalman basically writes that, you know, he basically thinks it's okay now, and it's a good thing. You know, you're getting people more observant. What about the question of Lufnei Iver? What about causing people to drive on Shabbos or doing something? So he basically says that in order to make a disclaimer, if you can, like, or in the case for inviting someone over, he says if you're concerned about that, then offer for them to sleep over, that give them, even if they're not going to. But the fact that you offer it shows that, you know, you don't want them driving back. Or they discussed different options of either having them maybe only come, if you only get them for one, they only have to drive one way, they could come early for Shabbos and go back, or have them for lunch and keep them, have a big chillin and keep them to the end. Different answers, but fundamentally he agrees that it's okay. And he has a compromise in order to try to minimize any naivers, at least by you offering, saying, to sleep over or some other option, so they understand. That's something most people, again, usually it depends which crowd you're in. And most people understand today that that when people are inviting them over, they know it's not that they're condoning it's a chilul Shabbos. They just want to, you know, it's part of having a relationship, you know, getting the, you know, getting them more observant. But that's so in that area, Rav Shlomo Zalman, he talks about he's like in the middle. He's in the middle between Rav Moshe and Rav Sternbuch. But that's what the issue of Naiver comes up. So Rav Moshe, among other, Rav Moshe talks about other things also, even a much stronger terminology. He uses a term like amesis. Amesis is someone who usually causes someone to worship Avodah Zarah. And then he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin that it's just not just for Avodah Zarah, it can apply to other things. Again, that's buffering the truth is in the 50s, so whether he'd feel, you know, maybe you could argue he'd feel stronger or maybe he wouldn't, you know, that depends on. I never spoke to him directly about the Shiloh, so I don't know, you know, how he felt. But clearly, in the 1950s, and also I think has to do with how America was at the time. Also, he definitely had it. He definitely, you know, but it's definitely a halachic issue of Naiver. It's how you deal with it, yeah?
Were the other
Pesachs
also in the
50s? No, they were later. Well, Rav Sternberg, Rav Shlomo Zalman, they were a little later and stuff, but one was in Eretz Yisrael. So I'd say that's probably the more, I mean, in certain circles, they probably, you know, maybe they still follow Rav Moshe Shita, maybe on the east side or other. But I'm saying that I'd see the common approach is more either like Rav Sternberg and Rav Shlomo Zalman, that the, you know, basically similar, that it's okay, it's a mitzvah to do, it's just a matter of dealing with Naiver. So Rav Moshe, clearly, when it comes to the doctor issue, he doesn't think it's with Naiver because they know, you know, Pikuach Nefesh Tocha Shabbos, so he's not concerned. But over here, in the case of this inviting, you know, someone over, he has that concern. So that's an issue of, and that's the same issue, so some point out, another heter in terms of what they're switching Shomer Shabbos residency, or the same issue is on soldiers. Let's say the prohibition of going on the Temple Mount. So if you know the area, there's certain places where you're allowed to go, but that's a certain area, and even you have to be dressed a certain way. So let's say there's soldiers who don't want to go up on the places where you can usually go up, and so therefore it's the same issue about it in terms of switching. So Shlomo Zalman, based on this, should say it's a problem because then you're causing someone else to go up there. And Rav Moshe would say, you know, it's not a problem, at least because they're doing, you know, the assumption is you're doing a mitzvah, you have to go up there anyway because that's a case of pikuach nefesh, they need the protection. So therefore, he says, it's fine, you're giving them a chance, you know, to do mitzvahs of protecting the Jewish people. And then, so another Heter would be as well as there's a famous machlokes to Ramban Baal Amor in terms of Mila. That the Gemara, we know Mila is Docha Shabbos, but the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer's opinion in the 19th parak, Daf Yom, we didn't get there yet, don't worry, you'll get to it. He holds even Makshire Mila is Docha Shabbos. We don't pass in the way. So the case the Baal Amor and the Ramban have, let's say back in the day, for health reasons, you needed hot water to be marchitin es hakatan belufnei hamil ben la'achar mila. You had, in order for the safety of the child, you had to wash the child with hot water. Today we have other medication we put on, we don't do it today. But you even machal Shabbos for it. It was considered suffix sakana to the child if you didn't put the hot water on. So you're about to do the bris mila, you have the hot water already, and the kids are running around and one of them kicks over the hot water bucket. So if you already did this bris mila, well, okay, you're not going to let the kid die, so obviously you go and either get a guy or you just heat up the hot water and you put it on the child. Let's say you didn't do the bris yet. Let's say you're about to do the bris and someone knocked over the hot water. Do I go ahead and do the bris knowing that I'm going to have to heat up the hot water? Or do I say no bris today? We wait until Sunday because we know this Indian are doing bris amila bizman on day 8. So that's a dispute between the Ramban and the Baal Hamor. The Ramban writes, "Ein lucha mitzvah elo l'shaitza." We don't have to make cheshbonos. The Torah says 8th day. That's it. Let the chips fall where they may. If they have to heat up hot water, so what? I don't care. All I know is I have to do a bris now. Whatever happens after, I'll deal with. And the Baal HaMor says, no, you do have to. You don't have to make cheshbon as what's going to be 25 years from now, 6 months from now, maybe even tomorrow. But what's going to be in the next 10 seconds, it's kind of like a psik resh. I mean, you know it's going to happen. So therefore, he says, you do have to make cheshbonos, and therefore, only the milah is docha Shabbos, it's not machshirei milah, and you can't put yourself in a situation where it's going to cause you to be gorim chelo Shabbos. So it's a machokas Rambam Baal HaMor. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Baal HaMor, that we push it off until, we don't have it today because we don't have the hot water, but in theory, we'd wait until Sunday. There comes along the Rishonim and Achronim, and he asks, what do you mean? The Gemara says in Shabbos, you might have had this one and now you're filming in. The Gemara was taking a boat ride. You can't take a boat ride a couple of days within 3 days of Shabbos because the concern is either according to the Rif, it's going to ruin your Oneg Shabbos, or according to the Baal HaMor, because it might be Gorim Chol Shabbos, that during those days the boats weren't the same. There was a chance you'd have to go and fix the boat and you'll end up desecrating. So you can't take a boat ride within 3 days of Shabbos. We know Wednesday starts the part of the week that is Shabbos. So, however, the Gemara says, Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to go even Erev Shabbos. What's the Dvar Mitzvah? Rabbeinu Tam is very lenient. Even Parnassa, go visit a friend. Very broad definition of Dvar Mitzvah. So the question is, on the Baal HaMor, last I checked, Milah is a Mitzvah. So what are we worried about Chilul Shabbos if the Gemara says for Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. So Milah is a Mitzvah. So two possibilities. Well, probably more than two, but I'll give you two. Two possibilities are, number one is that Milah, it's happening on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you have to worry about Shabbos. During the week, I don't have to worry about what's going to happen 3 days later. That's also with Shomer Shabbos resident. If you make up the arrangement before, maybe it's better. And the second answer is because by the case of the boat ride, it's only a suffix. It's not definitely going to happen. By the case of Milah, it's a badai, and therefore that's why the Baal HaMor is machmir by Milah over the boat ride, because one is a suffix, one is a badai.